Those who were flown back will be quarantined at military bases in Texas and California, like earlier evacuees from Wuhan, China.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Good morning, everybody. Patchy, dense fog and spots could slow you down this morning. Otherwise, look for a warmer day today with a high temperature up around 70. I think most of us stay dry. I can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night as a front approaches. The overnight low tonight, 59. Tuesday's high, 73. A cooler day Wednesday with the risk of showers continuing. And rain becomes likely again Wednesday night into Thursday, and a cold rain indeed. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly hit and run involving a pedestrian. This happened Sunday morning on Interstate 85 between Forest Avenue and South Union Street. Authorities received a call about a body found near the woods. Police determined the woman was hit and killed by a car. A homicide investigation is underway after two people were killed and a third person was injured in Notasulga. The shootings happened Sunday on Alabama Highway 14. The Macon County Sheriff says the shootings are connected to a domestic dispute. And a Selma man is behind bars after allegedly shooting into an apartment building and burning a car. Dallas County DA Michael Jackson says 18-year-old Giorgio Howell is charged with shooting into an occupied building and criminal mischief. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to. And right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To
Join the conversation. Call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Your line dog face Tony Soler.
Shut up, Joe. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader.
In the house.
Jack Campbell, hopefully be back tomorrow. Coming up, we've got this Meet the Press interview with Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.
Yeah.
But before we go to that stupid, silly presidential crap here on President's Day, news that I really hope ends up being true.
Yeah.
And seen through. A Taliban spokesperson has claimed the organization has finalized a peace deal with the U.S. to end more than 18 years of war. Suhail Shaheen told Afghan television station One TV on Monday that the two parties have reached an agreement and suggested the deal will be signed by the end of February. And so hopefully... Hopefully it holds true.
Here's the problem with that. You're dealing with the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with people in the Mideast. You're dealing with most of those people over there, and I'm not trying to be insulted, but they don't have the greatest education in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot hold their word for nothing. If just recently look back, when Iran said, we didn't shoot down that plane. Okay, well, we shot it down, but it was by accident. Okay, y'all quit talking to us. We're not cooperating with you anymore. Those are the same people.
Right. Well, the Afghan chief executive, Abdullah.
Oh, you know that guy.
Yeah, Abdullah. He confirmed a deal had been reached. The agreement between the Taliban and U.S. has been finalized, and the signing of the agreement is based on the reduction in violence over 7 days, and that it will continue. It is also an opportunity for the opposite side to show that they want peace in the country.
Yeah.
There had been an attempt at this in 2018. But then it kind of fell short, seemed close at hand in September of last year, but then there were more attacks. So Trump had declared the peace process dead after that failure, but negotiations have continued quietly. And really, I hope this has come to an end, because there was a fascinating committee hearing where people were asking, you know, these experts about the Taliban.
Yeah.
And you know, I know the Taliban, sir, it's some senator up there, is a regional threat. And he goes, actually, sir, they're not a regional threat. They're not a transnational threat. They're not a global threat. They're an Afghan entity, and solely an Afghan entity.
Yep.
And they don't have aspirations outside Afghanistan. So they're going to keep fighting and holding their land if they need to. But if we could come up with some deal...
But it's such a loosely knit group, Joey. We
might
come up with some deal with Abdullah.
Right.
But Abdullah over here didn't know that.
Well,
we
once
had that
the U.S. extricates themselves and pulls themselves out, then the negotiations between all the Afghan different interests in Afghanistan start to get.
And that's probably the best thing that we really need to do, is just get out of there.
Well, and it's not just the cost of U.S. lives. Nearly 2,400 American soldiers have died since 2001, with another 20,000 wounded. You're talking about the havoc that's been wreaked in the region, like into Pakistan, for instance, has been unreal. It would be good to have a little more stability there in Pakistan, given the whole dynamic between India and Pakistan, and both nuclear powers, mind you. And the cost of the war is approaching $1 trillion, probably more.
Well,
that's just
more.
An estimate.
Yeah.
So I hope that we actually get something done. Though the Afghan president, is... saying this could be a Trojan horse strategy by the Taliban. This is the problem. The folks we have propped up, though, I look at the folks we propped up, they aren't exactly...
No, they're not. I mean, come on.
Either. So I just want to get the hell out, because...
That's my thing.
Those Afghan papers that were published a couple months ago, that is very telling stuff. Just kind of coming up with new rationale after new rationale to keep troop forces levels up there. No.
I agree. And what's our end game? We have no end game. Let's just get out.
Let's bring them home. Now, I want to turn. This is a full interview. We'll do a little stop and go.
Okay.
A little Mystery Science Theater with this.
Okay.
The headline on it is, I would be the most progressive president in history, says Joe Biden.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Well, let's see what this pony soldier has to say. Take it away, Chuck Todd.
Mr. Vice President, welcome back to Meet the Press.
It's nice to be back.
You know you're still the
all-time leader among Democrats.
Yeah, I know. I haven't been on lately, but I spent a lot of time on
it. We'll make it.
Okay, I got to pause it there. Eddie, do you think Joe has taken his meds today?
I would hope they would prepared him, but looking at him right there, no. If he's taking them, they haven't quite kicked in yet.
Well, I mean, it's not like he can go back to Jack Kennedy, JFK days, and get Dr. Feelgood to just inject his back or anything.
I kind of think he could, Joey. I think he could.
Okay, go ahead, Joe. We'll see whether or not he's actually taking his meds as the interview progresses.
First of quite a few for the rest of this rest of this campaign. Look, I want to begin with the hits on your family, the attacks from the president, the members of Congress, the fact that that's what we spent 3 months publicly having to deal with this. How's it impacted you?
Well, you know, it first of all, initially made me angry.
Yeah.
But I realized that whomever was likely to be, whoever he most feared was going to be the victim of his affection, no matter who it is, they're going to go after him. And secondly, what I determined was, and now this sounds, I don't know what it sounds, I'll just say it. You know, a president can't just fight. The president has to be able to forgive, has to be able to reach out. Wow. We got to pull the country together. And so the dilemma's been, you know, how much do I let my frustration show and how much do I focus on? Because ultimately, it's not about me, Chuck. It's about the folks listening. I mean, for real, it sounds prosaic. But
look, I think about it as my... I can only imagine the anger that's trapped in him individually.
Chuck Todd.
The cruelty that he's trying
that passion.
To do to a father and son like this. I don't know how. I'm impressed.
What the hell is the cruelty?
How dare you call out my son for taking money that the U.S. government provided for another country and put it in his pocket? How dare you? How dare you call me out for hooking up my son with a backdoor scheme to get some money?
Right, and this has been the game from the get-go. It's not not actually answering the charges. You know, how this is just dirt. How offensive. I don't know how long I can take this, Eddie.
Haven't lost your temper.
Well, I look, my son's a brilliant, honorable guy who's he feels so guilty this being put in this spot, that he put me in the spot. He thinks that no one's ever said he did anything wrong. It's all about appearance, but doesn't matter. We didn't count on, as he said in the interviews he's done, he didn't count on Giuliani and the thugs around him. And
didn't count the on the guys with checking us out.
The kind of things he did. But look, it is what it is. And my dad used to have a saying. Never explain, never complain. And so,
they
wouldn't be going after. He wouldn't have risked impeachment. He got impeached, but he wouldn't risk conviction had he not been exceedingly worried. He knows if I get the nomination, I'm going to beat him.
Okay, let's just go ahead and put him in there.
You've been asked about Lindsey Graham before.
Oh.
What kind of violation of your friendship has this been?
Oh.
Well,
A violation of
your
friendship.
You know, Lindsey, I went out of my way for Lindsey, and Lindsey recorded things that were so, you know, about what a wonderful guy I am. But when I watched how Lindsey responded under pressure to John McCain, our mutual friend, John and I went at each other hammer and tong. When his deathbed, he asked me to do his eulogy. We were friends. He was honorable. He was decent. And it just stunned me. He did not respond to the attacks on John that were made by this president so viciously. And the way he, hurt the family. I'm not surprised, but I have to tell you, I'm disappointed. He was friends with Jill. He was friends with Bo. He was friends with Hunter. I mean, he was,
You know what? Using your friendship over the years with Lindsey Graham as a shield from potential wrongdoing and that being pointed out and looked into. Get over it, Joe. This is the crap that people are tired of.
Yeah.
Folks that have been up there for decades, and I'm sure you are buddies, after being together for decades, flying around the world. I wonder how many wonderful, expensive dinners you had. You know, life is good.
Right.
But if something like this happened, Joe, for you to just go, well, I'm so disappointed, and you know, Lindsey Graham hurt the McCain family. Well, give me a break.
Joey,
give me a break.
You and I, we consider each other pretty good friends.
Yeah.
So let's say 2 years from now, you know, hey, Eddie, I'm buying a house. Mm-hmm. And I would be shocked because you didn't use me. But would I go, Joey, you took advantage of our friendship.
It would be more like if you were all of a sudden, well, it turns out Eddie Bader's an axe murderer.
Right.
Or I'm the axe murderer.
Right.
It's like, well, we should probably investigate that allegation. But I thought Joey was such a good
Joey's
friend.
Joey's my friend, and I just don't think we should do that.
Now, there are some people in life. What's the term these days? Ride or die?
Oh, yes, right. Ride
like
or die,
you're
baby.
Married to somebody, mm-hmm. and your wife comes home and goes, okay, I accidentally killed a guy.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you're not going to throw your wife under the bus, for instance.
Have you met my wife?
No, but there are friendships where it's like the friendship supersedes anything
There's
else.
There's culture like that too, Joe.
Right, yes. However, I think this idea, it seems on the face of it, prima facie, this idea that Hunter Biden was getting all these sweetheart deals because of his last name, he essentially admitted to it. Why would you be put on this board other than protection for...
That's what I don't get.
Yeah, so...
And we're not allowed to ask about it because my dad is running for presidential office, so wait a minute. If I run for office, I can kill somebody and you can't ask about that crime right. because it's political?
This is just absurd. Can we get beyond just keep going, Joe.
Do you consider my friend still?
Well, I just don't know what happened. You know, it's hard to have someone who was a friend and out of the blue...
He's old enough that he should be able to take things like this a little bit better.
...just so rapidly change. And I don't
know
what
always
it is,
agree.
But, you know, I just, you know...
Yeah.
Say
it.
I'm not going to waste time.
Let me ask it this way. If you become president of the United States and Lindsey Graham calls you up and says... Hey, that was just politics. Can we begin our friendship again? How's that conversation going to go?
I'd say I'll be willing to talk to Lindsey. I want to know.
You want to know why he did it? So you'll take that phone call if he'll ever give you that phone call.
Yes, I would. Remember, a long time ago, Richard Ben Cramer wrote that biography of me and Dole and others.
Yeah.
And we were walking. He had me read the manuscript. And we were walking over to the Senate for a vote. He was in the... You know, he gave it to Dole, everybody, to read.
Yeah.
And walking over, and the guy who pulled the trigger saying...
I had to stop it there, but, you know, this has just reminded me of... There's too much of this, remember the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, sometimes the old days were good. But Joe Biden, this is his problem with his whole campaign for president this year, in 2020. It's a nostalgia tour.
Right.
And people are tired of that. I think Republican voters are tired of that. I think Democratic voters are tired of that, largely. And there are some folks that'll go along with Joe who were there for the good old days.
Sure,
and fine, God love you folks. But I think most voters are tired of this. Oh, remember how Washington used to get along and work together? When?
Well, not only that, if my side sees different than your side, then I don't want my side necessarily getting along with you as much as I want my side raising my voice, my issue with you. I don't, let's get along to get along. I'm not down with that program.
But also, the one effect I like about Trump is that, Trump could be a bully. Trump can just say things straight out that a lot of people are thinking but don't have the guts to say. What drives me nuts is that there have been bullies up there in Washington, D.C. for decades. They might say things in more diplomatic ways. They might wine and dine and have all these great friends. But they're some of the biggest bullies on earth, and they know it. You don't become senator or president or any of these folks if you don't know how to push people around.
Exactly, Joey.
So what they're longing for is to get back into a position where they can, in a nice tone of voice, bully everybody in the country and tell them how to live their lives.
That's right.
Like, don't give me this crap.
It is.
There's stuff that Trump does that I don't necessarily love.
Oh, no way.
But, I get tired of this. If you just say it in the right tone of voice, then I'm not bullying you. Give me a break. Yes, you are.
Joey, if you don't do what I want you to do, I'm going to kill you.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't make it any better. Doesn't make it any better.
Would you like a British accent for me to say?
You know, this is a 21-minute interview. We only got through 4 minutes of it. I can't take it. No wonder Meet the Press cut this down and edited it.
Dude, Meet the Press has just gone to...
Yeah. And we'll see how Biden does in South Carolina. Bernie's going to have a little trouble with, of all folks, the union workers in Nevada. So we'll see. where this goes. Bloomberg's not on the ticket for either one of those primaries, yet people are now hitting Bloomberg.
Well, he's paid enough advertisement that he might as well be on the ticket.
Yeah, all the betting odds now have Bloomberg in second to be the candidate. Bernie's still in first.
Now, let me ask you this. What if Biden bails out, or, you know, South Carolina is just an ultimate failure? You think he's out there?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
This is it for him.
Yeah, that's his fire.
It's his ride or die right here.
Yeah, exactly. And just Joe Biden, I think it's failure to launch.
Yeah.
And he's never been successful on his own in terms of running for president.
That's right.
Never has run a successful presidential campaign. And without Barack Obama to really give him that extra boost, that energy, that actual charisma, you know, I don't agree with Barack Obama on much, but Obama was had charisma. Well, he could get your attention. Even if you hated what he was saying, it's like, I'm paying attention at least.
Well, if I was such a good vice president, I would think my president that I served for 8 years would be out there telling everybody that, hey, this guy was such a good vice president, he'll make an incredible president.
Right.
But I haven't heard that, Joey.
No, not from... Well, you know why? Because Barack Obama's actually a smart man. I'm not backing you, Joe.
That's right. Are you kidding
me? Well, this horse looks a little old. Especially since I last was in the pasture. Anyway.
Well, let me ask you this. Who do you think Obama will back? Because you know he's going to have to come out.
I don't think he wants Bernie. I think Obama would back Bloomberg. He'd back a Hillary.
I think
what we're going towards is a contested convention, unless Bloomberg can win stuff outright. And who knows? I think even some of the biggest insiders have no clue where it's going if we go to a contested convention.
Here comes Hillary.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Really? Are we going to do this?
I don't feel no ways tired.
No!
Is that a donkey coming into the convention? Well, what's riding that donkey?
Let's go to the phones. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Jeff. What's going on, Joey?
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I lived up in Washington. My father worked at the Pentagon.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a taste of it just from the people that used to come to the house. But they're there for the money.
Yeah.
They're there to get a shingle. And if they're lucky to keep going and going and going and going, they're going to do it because they're not there for their salary. They're there for everything that they can get that, you know, for their position. And they could put it in the bank. They can send it to their friends.
Mm-hmm.
They can insure the insurance of what they're going to be able to give their family when they get out of there. Yeah, that's what they care about. And as far as Obama, Obama's going to set himself into the position to where whoever is going to give him the most money for supporting him. He's a crook.
I agree with you 100%.
And that's why they're afraid of Trump. Trump could care less.
Right.
He's got more money than he knows what to do with anyway. And the same with Bloomberg. Bloomberg just wants to be president because Trump was president.
Right. I can see that.
He's a little kid that wants it so bad because somebody else had it. Now he thinks it's his turn. He's an idiot. come on. You think about it. It's just kind of like Nader up there. Every time I see Nader walking down the hall, I think of the, like I said, the Monopoly Man, the Penguin, and he's told him, oh, boy, which way do I go? Which way do I go? Come on. This whole thing's a shame. But anyway, my two cents.
Appreciate it.
I wish y'all to have a great day.
Thank you, too. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. This is part of News and Views brought to you by New Look Decorating Center, Benjamin Moore. Authorized New Look Decorating Center. They're located at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. That's where Benjamin Moore Authorized New Look Decorating Center is located. They're an authorized, like I keep saying, Benjamin Moore retailer. They specialize in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. They're your local choice. You got to go with locally owned, folks. You might notice a trend there with our sponsors. They can help you not only find inspiration, but say you walk into their showroom with inspiration, but you're not sure how to execute. Well, they can make that inspiration a reality and give you support for your paint and stain product choices and the whole plan of how you want to use those products. So maybe you have a painter in mind and you want to use certain products from New Look Decorating Center. It can work that way. Or maybe you're a do-it-yourselfer. You can go by New Look Decorating Center and they'll help you out there. Brian Carr, the owner, paint specialist. Brett Lanham, the manager, paint specialist. passionate about what they do, love what they do. And when you're selecting something like paint for the interior or exterior of your home, I think it's best to build a relationship with a local business. I mean, we can all go online and find a bunch of stuff, but it's always better to go talk to the professionals, help them make your inspiration to either redo the bedroom or the kitchen or the exterior home, make that inspiration a reality. Call them today, 271-0007, 271-0007. But the best way to check out New Look Decorating Center is to go by that showroom, see what they have on stock, talk to the team there at New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway. Again, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway, there is New Look Decorating Center. And be sure to tell them, Brian Carr, Brett Lanham, the whole team at New Look Decorating, that you are a News and Views listener and that Joey and Jack sent you. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. A gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. And that is the number Charles called. Charles, welcome to the show.
How you guys doing today?
I'm good. Doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying this President's Day. I'm off because I'm retired. It's not because it's a holiday. I'm just retired.
Well, you're going to be off tomorrow too then, ain't you?
Yeah, the rest of the week, I think. I may go fishing on Saturday. I don't know.
But, I heard that.
Hey, what I want to run by you fellas is, are we better off today since Jeff Sessions recused himself, or would we have been better off had he got involved to take this thing head on? It just seems like that since he recused himself, everything played out. We saw the true colors of the Democratic people and all those folks involved. But what's your thought on that?
I think the way it's played out, it's worked out. It's kind of like the old, you know, you talk to folks who go to, say, AA, and like, right. You know, do you regret things? And it's like, no, I need to apologize for a few things, but no, I don't really regret it because it's brought me to the person I am today.
Exactly.
So there is that perspective. But I think Jeff Sessions could have been a bit more hands-on from the get-go, and maybe if he had said to Trump, hey, I'm going to have to recuse myself, I see all this coming our way with Russia and whatnot, that would have been a better deal for the president. And maybe we would not have had to go through 2.5 years, 3 years of the Russia narrative.
Or it could be the deep state told him, hey, I need you to recuse yourself, and let's see what happens.
Yeah. Well, I think that they're going to bring more stuff, too. They're not over with. I mean, you know, that's all they got. You know, they don't have no platform or nothing to run on. You know, let's go out and beat Trump today if we can. But, you know, but I just wanted to get your guys' take on that. And let me chime in on senatorial race.
Sure, yeah.
I was involved in the two-year college system for over 30 years as an instructor. I remember when Bradley Byrne was the chancellor, and he did clean out. The thought that I look in retrospect, I kind of wish he stayed on a little longer to clean a little more of it. But anyway, he did do some good in that area. And I think that he's more of a fighter on the, you know, just looking at it on the outset than Jeff Sessions is. I know Jeff done a lot of stuff for the state, but Brad Burns got a little bit of fire in himself, you know, when he speaks and talks.
Yeah, for me, just to kind of give you some back, it's between, for me, Tuberville and Byrne, personally. And neither is my perfect candidate, but I like that Tuberville's kind of that outsider, unknown element that could bring something new to D.C., but I also like that Bradley has been in the trenches at the state level and in the House of Representatives, so he would be able to hit the ground running pretty quickly in the Senate.
Sure. Well, I'm going to let you guys go and get back to some other callers. Appreciate what y'all do and keep up the good work. And God bless you, gentlemen.
Bless you, too, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Charles. 272-9228, 272-9228. Dems facing major test in Nevada after Iowa caucus debacle. Oh, wait, yeah, Nevada's a caucus, too.
Yes.
Oh, no. Are they using that app again?
I kind of doubt it.
Yeah, that was such a mess. And it just makes people not... It brings up the obvious when it comes to these early states, that they're mostly symbolic.
Yeah.
They don't amount, in terms of raw numbers, to much anything.
Well, it amounted to somebody losing their job.
Yeah.
And
the fact that the chair of the Iowa Democratic Party, I'm still waiting for somebody to charge him with bestiality for screwing the pooch that bad on national television. And it's one thing to say, oh, we are, we're kind of looking. He was confident going into this, saying, oh, we're all buttoned up, brand new app, we're ready to go.
That's
we're going to have results and raw numbers on top of results here, baby. All you number crunchers are going to be over the moon for this information we're going to be bringing you with this new technology. And then it was just like they crapped the bed, man.
And then they told him, hey, you're going to have to step down. He's like, who are you talking to? I'm not stepping down.
It was such a bad... You can't just change the sheets after that sort of night. You got to get a new mattress.
Calling Mr. Sandman.
And good luck to the Democratic Party in Iowa next time around. But here, let's go to the phones, 272-9228. Oh, they just dropped.
Oh.
See, if y'all are... We don't have a call screener.
I'm sorry.
So you got to be patient when you call 272-9228. Let's hit this break here, though, in this part of the program, folks, brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Now, folks, don't be shy. If you have a little extra jewelry laying around, and it can be stuff, when you look at it, you're like, oh, that's probably a bunch of junk. I'm not going to get anything for it. Or maybe it's, like, very, very nice, like a diamond or something. Like, oh, that's probably too valuable for Troop to want to buy. No. If you think something is not enough or something's too much, why don't you actually stop by Heirloom Jewelers? Call Troop Booth at 260-0066 and set up an appointment today. You'll be surprised at how valuable something that's laying around the house might be and what Troop is willing to pay. Like, if you need a little extra money walking around, folks, and then not just a little, maybe a lot extra, Troop Booth has you covered. And I know News and Views listeners have been going by there. I appreciate y'all. If you've thought about it, folks, and you want to get some jewelry out of your drawers, it's just laying around, you're not using it, and turn that into cold, hard cash, you can when you set up an appointment at Heirloom Jewelers of Troop Booth. Again, that number, 260-0066, 260-0066. Usually an appointment will be in the morning, so Troop can dedicate all of his time to you, and then he'll evaluate the jewelry on the spot, give you his number if you agree. Boomy handshake, here's your ID, purchase receipt, you get paid on the spot.
That's awesome.
Great stuff there. And, of course, at Heirloom Jewelers, everybody, including Troop Booth, trained at the Gemological Institute of America. They're the most trusted estate jewelry buyer here in Montgomery. They have a network with hundreds of experienced buyers across the country to find you the very best offer. That's why Troop is able to offer such great value, and also why he cuts out the middleman. He can offer you for sale fine antique and estate jewelry at a very reasonable price. Best in town, really. I mean, it's brilliant what he's doing over there at Heirloom Jewelers. So if you're looking for a one-of-a-kind ring or bracelet, or maybe you want to update that wedding band, these sorts of things, they can really help you out there at Heirloom Jewelers.
Valentine's Day's gone, and if you're like me and screwed up, you could make it right now.
Exactly. Make good. Get out of the doghouse. Now, they're closed on Mondays, but check them out. 6948 Vaughn Road, 6948 Vaughn Road, or again, that number, 260-0066. Thank you to Troop Booth and the entire team over at Heirloom Jewelers, and especially thank you to all you News and Views listeners who have stopped by there, either bought or sold with Troop Booth and the team. And if you do go by there, folks, be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. More after this.
Going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Raleigh Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Raleigh is the professional you want for the job. Raleigh has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Raleigh at 799-1284. Raleigh, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. from Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Patchy, dense fog and spots could slow you down this morning. Otherwise, look for a warmer day today with a high temperature up around 70. I think most of us stay dry. I can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night as a front approaches. The overnight low tonight, 59. Tuesday's high, 73. A cooler day Wednesday with the risk of showers continuing. And rain becomes likely again Wednesday night into Thursday, and a cold rain indeed. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. More News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. You know, Eddie Bader in studio with me. Jack Campbell's feeling under the weather here.
Thank you.
Thank you on such short notice coming in, Eddie.
Oh, my pleasure.
Really appreciate that. You know, we were just talking off air about Mark Zuckerberg, a recent thing he said. He was in Munich at some big Munich security conference on Saturday. And here's what the report says. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg called on Western governments to provide regulatory guidance for how social media companies can identify the boundaries of, quote, what discourse should be allowed, unquote, on their platforms. What the hell is wrong with us? Like, seriously. You know, it's one thing for the governments in Europe to go over the top. We have freedom of speech in this country. So how about, like, does it meet the standards of libel or slander? Is it a material threat, like terrorist or otherwise?
Right.
I'm even one. I'm an adult man, so it doesn't really bother me. But you have a platform like Facebook. You don't want any pornography on there or anything too scandalous. Fine. But, like, in terms of when did it become Facebook or, God forbid, the government's job to tell us what discourse is allowed? It's not your job.
It's not. You know, it's like with television. You remember, used to, we had three channels. So the government could control those three channels.
Right.
And what they could say when all that. Then we went to cable. Remember, the rules got a little relaxed.
Yeah.
And then they kind of came back in on them. So now we have the internet.
Same thing.
The whole thing is, if you don't want to be offended, don't go there.
Well, also, on something like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you know what you can do? Especially on Facebook. Somebody says something you don't like, you can block them.
What?
Yeah, somebody says something you don't like, you don't have to block them, you can mute them.
And then I wouldn't hear them anymore?
Right. It's almost like, you know, when you're walking around in your everyday life and somebody says something you don't like, you can walk away. Or you can fight with them.
We have that freedom, don't we?
Right. It's just, when, how is the social media world all that different from everyday life? Well, you get some pretty brave people who are willing to say things
they would never
say to somebody's face.
Keyboard tough guys, you bet.
But when did we become such babies that Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey and the governments of the West must regulate, you know, what pops up into our face?
You think when Zuckerberg and the CIA were developing Facebook, they thought this was something they were going to have to worry about? Or were they?
Yes, actually.
You think so? You thought
maybe
you
not Zuckerberg, but the CIA.
Oh, the CIA. Well, of course, yeah. But I just think when he was coming up with this platform, just like with any businessman, you're just so excited to get it off the ground that you don't think about the idiots that can come and
right.
ruin your business.
Well, Zuckerberg went on, there should be more guidance and regulation from the states on basically, take political advertising as an example, what discourse should be allowed, or on the balance of free expression and some things that people call harmful expression. Where do you draw the line? See, what's happening here is Zuckerberg realized my feet are being held to the fire.
Right.
And so what does he do, like a lot of big corporations have done throughout the years? Well, you government, this is your problem.
That's right. And, you know, government does that all the time. State government does it too. Federal government, that's not our deal. That's the feds. Highway, it's not our deal. It's a federal deal.
And thank God that social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all these, Snapchat, whatever you're talking about, is not the internet. The internet is much bigger than all of those things.
Right.
The internet's bigger than Google.
Yes, it is.
There are ways to work around this stuff. Now, Facebook, Google, all these places are convenient.
Or is AOL? Is Facebook, I mean, is AOL bigger than the internet? Or is that the internet?
You're right. I remember those days, like the...
That's right.
Like the weird noises, like you've got mail.
And, what,
and you had a few pages you could go to.
Oh, you were so excited the first time you got mail?
Oh, wow. And now it's just spammed up. And you're like, oh, my goodness.
See, you have something so good, quickly turned to just crap, man.
Right. And, you know, I find that a lot of this is so over the top, and what I worry about is that you're going to have this alliance of people on the left and people on the right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people on the left worried about harmful speech.
Right, right.
And then people on the right worried about obscenity.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to team up together, and they're going to try to control speech online once again. And it is going to not work out very well.
Well, not. Much like what Tipper Gore did with the music industry.
Yeah, the PMRC.
Yeah, come on, man.
Right. And there was some big compromise that eventually ended up being with the explicit lyrics label, which ironically led to more sales certain albums.
Just like cigarettes. The more that they say cigarettes are bad for you, the more they're sold.
And it's also due diligence. Everybody knows I'm a huge Prince fan. That's apparently what set off Tipper Gore. She bought Purple Rain, and when the song Darling Nikki came on,
shocker,
she had it on in the car with her children, and she was shocked. Shocked, I tell you, that such a popular album would have such dirty lyrics. Well, how about you do your due diligence, Tipper, and listen to the album before you play it in front of your kids?
No, you're telling me that I should be a parent to my kids instead of just letting the world parent my kids.
Right.
Everything that I should see should be okay for my kids. Not necessarily. You know, let's say we're in a place where they allow strip clubs. Mm-hmm. And we're driving down the road and your kid looks over and he goes,
what's that? Yeah.
What's that? What's Cheetahs? Is that a place where we can get stuffed animals of some sort? And you just have to explain to him, no, that's a place where some people like to go.
Right.
I mean, it's not... It's the way you say it.
Well, and there is common sense. There's etiquette.
Yes.
There's, you know, there's things I can't say on air. And even if there weren't rules, I probably wouldn't say them because it's mixed company.
Right.
Like, you don't say the same things. It's just how the world works in front of your grandmother, usually, that you say in front of your dad. Now, you might have a special type of grandma, she might have a dirtier mouth than you. It happens. And that's actually a lot of fun. But, in generally speaking, you understand there's mixed company. And a lot of this can be done with basic personal responsibility, and personal responsibility leads to social responsibility. And to say that our overlords, whether in the tech sector or in government, must manage the speech that's put out on the line is a dumb, dumb, dangerous idea. Don't let them go there.
Because all of a sudden, what they consider dangerous... could be something you really need to know in your life, but they've deemed
something
it
you consider obscene. Well, the other side might consider certain things you find wholesome obscene.
Obscenely funny.
Right.
I mean,
so, like, let's not go there. There's a basic thing of, like, you can live your own life, and let's not try to censor one another to death.
I agree.
I'm just worried about this trend, and I see it coming, where now the big companies are going to give it over to the government. Y'all solve this problem.
Yeah.
And I don't want, whether it's Amy Klobuchar or Ted Cruz, whether it's Bernie Sanders or Lindsey Graham, I don't want any of these folks trying to manage what is done online.
Right, right.
Give me a break. And again, we have basic good common sense laws about actual material threats that can't apply to things people say publicly. So let's just enforce those here in the United States.
That's just it. We don't want to enforce the laws we got. We want new laws.
Yeah, new freak out. It's Macho Man Randy Savage here, and all these new politics are just driving me crazy, brother.
You know, I see a lot of similarities a lot of times between Congress and the WWE. It's just...
Well, no, if it ends up being Bloomberg, Trump's already had a battle of billionaires with Vince McMahon.
Right.
Shaved McMahon's head.
But you just see these kind of things and you know, this is a shoot. And you know, they're just
right.
You just know these things coming out of the gate.
Right. What's a work, what's a shoot?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But one thing that is a shoot, you're deadly serious, is how seriously you take your business.
Oh, very much so, Joey. You know that very well.
You're a great sponsor here of the program. I love that he comes and hangs out, but he does have an actual job.
I do.
Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, Bo Goodson and the whole team, and Eddie is part of that team. So you got any new hot listings?
We do, man. I've got several listings. This is springtime, so we're getting ready for some springtime jumps off the real estate business. And, man, I'm getting listings left and right. I still got plenty of time for more. But one of the interesting listings that we received about a week or two ago, we've got it finally ready to go, is located in Lounsboro on River Road down on the Alabama River, which is a little bit high right now. But
that's nice, though.
Yo, it's beautiful. This is a double wide that this guy has decided to put up in the air, about 16 feet in the air, on H-beams, steel H-beams.
Oh, wow.
So I call this place double wide in the sky because it's got 16 feet up in the air, man, you've got incredible views of the river. And
if the river does rise like it is now, it's not a problem.
You're good to go. Yeah. I mean, it's just a great property. You've got great neighbors. You talk about privacy. And it's literally about 20 minutes outside of Montgomery. It could be a great family retreat. It also could be a great home for somebody. I absolutely love that area down there. And like I said, it's a double wide. It's 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It's in really good shape. It's got a concrete deck on the back that's, I would say, 20 feet by probably 40 feet. And again, you're right on the river. We got a boat ramp that's located close by, and we have a boat dock right there on the river. It's an excellent property. But anything like that, we've got all kinds of properties. You can check out our website at thegoodsongroup.com. You can check me out on Facebook, Eddie Bader, at Eddie Sells Houses. And I've also got a great partner I've been working with lately, Christy Kane, who will be joining us on the show one day.
Yes, I look forward to that.
I love Christy. She's a super passionate person. She's going to be a great realtor. And I just can't say enough about the Goodson Group. Everybody knows how much I love Bo. He's like my grandfather.
Well, Eddie, I love your sponsorship here. You do great work for folks. I've had a lot of people contact me and say he's great to work with, down-to-earth guy.
That's good to hear.
Agent, too. So y'all check out Eddie today. Save the number, 322-0662. Even if you're not in the market, don't think you're in the market right now. Save this number. Eddie Bader is your man to be your agent.
Yeah, call me up. A lot of people call me, and they're months away from getting ready to do anything. That's the best time. Let's get the planning now.
Yeah.
Let's get the planning done now.
It doesn't hurt to have this number saved in your phone. 322-0662, 322-0662.
That's me.
Call, leave a message. He can even text.
Yeah.
And he usually picks up the phone, except when he's on air. Here.
But you'll hear it ring sometimes.
More news and views, final moments of minutes of news and views after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to. And right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Final moments of News and Views here. 272-9228 if you want to get in before the Dan Morris Show. So, 272-9228. Dan Morris be up next here in a mere moment. I'll be sticking around to help produce, sidekick the show. But here on the phone is Ole Miss. Ole Miss, welcome to the program.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing, Ole Miss?
Good morning.
I'm pretty good. I just didn't have time to call in earlier. You were speaking earlier about you wanted certain people prosecuted and others just didn't matter. Well, let me bring up one thing over history. Hillary Clinton, you remember Whitewater?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, her partner just got out of jail about 2 years ago, went in 90, I think, or 91. All right, you go along the lines. I'm just using the Clintons for example. This is how it works. There's elitist. Bill goes and swears to God in front of the country, I never had no relation with that woman. Mm-hmm. All right? They've got physical evidence. He's convicted. Nothing happens. All right? Why? Well, they don't want America to suffer. Right. Okay? Then you keep going forward. How many body counts did the Clinton have?
Yep.
Then he got out and they started the Clinton Foundation. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
You there?
That
didn't
happen.
Yeah, and then Hillary gets in with Obama and she becomes the Secretary of State. State, I believe.
Yeah.
Anyway, then she sells all the uranium to the Russians. Nobody says anything.
Right.
There's millions of dollars and millions of dollars coming into the Clinton Foundation. Nobody knows where it's coming from. It's been linked to some of the Saudis while she was over there as part of the State Department. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and nothing ever happens.
Right.
And if you don't, and there's reason for that is